Now, it's Lewis, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Karen? K-A?
No, C. C-A-R-R-A-N.
Ah, that's a, one of the different ways of spelling it, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a Laxey way.
Oh, it's a Laxey way, is it?
Aye, father was reared in Laxey, born in Laxey.
Now, where were you born now, Lewis?
The Quallag, that's out in Maloo.
And that's near the Kringle...
Aye, Kringle Reservoir.
Yeah.
The little cottage is sitting up on top of the hill.
How many were in the family then? Just yourself?
No, we were six.
Aye.
Three girls and three boys.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we were reared in this little cottage.
Now, were you the oldest, or...?
Oh, no. No, one, two, three. There were three older than me.
Ah. So, there was, what did you say, three boys and...?
Three girls.
Just a nice equal number there.
Yes. Ah. Yeah.
Now, what year were you born, then?
1900.
1900. What do you remember of your childhood there then? It would be a tough life, was it?
It was, you were well used on it, you see, because them days up round the tops there was any amount of people with families, yeah, all living and going to school together. We had 3.5 miles to go to school.
Where did you go?
Bullamorda.
Ah. And what, were you from a farming family?
Oh, yes. Well, me father was a miner, Foxtail Mines.
Was he?
Yeah. And, on the little craft, we had 2 cows and 6 sheep on the little craft.
Who looked after them?
My mother and us youngsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So from an early age you had to look after the animals then?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
And did you keep poultry as well?
Oh, yes.
So you'll remember killing a chicken or two then?
Oh, yes.
When did you start that? Were you only young for that then?
Oh, I suppose round about 11 or 12.
What can you remember doing, killing your first animal or chicken?
Oh, with the knife.
Yeah.
Oh, I just cut the neck.
Yeah. Didn't think anything of it?
No, it had to be done because the time of the year would be in, we'd go back to Christmas time. You had to kill maybe a dozen,
yeah,
poultry and dress them for market. My mother used to walk from the Quallag, which is the top of Kerrikeel, into Castletown with a whole bag of butter and chickens and all for the Christmas too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you kill a pig then?
No, we hadn't a pig.
No.
No, we never kept a pig at all. It would be only the sheep and lambs, and they were all getting sold.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what about going to school then? What can you remember of that, Lewis?
Oh, well, we had 3.5 miles to go to school, cross country, up down past Woolly Quirks, and away out then 2 or 3 fields, and up Clyde Kerr, and out to the school, Bullamorda School.
Did you enjoy school?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I had me times going to school. I liked it all right. I can tell you the teachers that was there. Winnie Carkish, Ginny Carkish, and Nellie Carkish. 3 sisters.
Yes.
Winnie was the head, Ginny second, and Nellie was taking the babies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what were they like as teachers? Were they kindly or were they tough disciplinarians?
Oh, no, they were pretty good. You wouldn't get smacked unless you really deserved it.
What did you like at school then? I mean, did you take to any... were you just doing the 3 hours, were you?
We were starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we were going till 4 in the afternoon. Mm. And then we were let free to go for home.
What age would you be when you started school then?
7.
And you'd leave by the time you were 12 or so, would you?
You're leaving school at 14.
14?
Mm.
What did you do when you left school?
Started on the farms. Following a pair of horses when I was 14 and a half.
What, doing the ploughing yourself?
Ploughing. Swing plough.
Who was this for?
Oh, well, for different people. Becks full of oats. Colby. I done 10 years with them as a manservant.
Ah. William. A manservant?
Manservant.
Now, that's a word you don't hear today, isn't it?
Yes. A manservant is a man that's engaged. You see, at Hollantide, that's the 12th of November, that's Hollantide Fair Day, and we had to go to Douglas, well, to hire, they were calling it. But I never did because I was such a good lad. I wasn't entitled to go because the boss would have already engaged me.
So you were always kept on?
I was always kept on.
Did you ever go to Michaelmas Fair then?
Yes, I've been to Michaelmas Fair too, but never to hire.
What can you remember of Michaelmas Fair? Was that was at Kirkmichael, was it?
Kirkmichael Hotel, in on the street in front of the hotel. Mm. And you would go in and have a pint. And I remember one day in at Michaelmas, and there was a Collister, his name was, and he was working for Gillen Balloons. And he was there, and he got a pint. Off down the village he goes, running with the pint in his hand. And his father was at the fair, and he said, "I'll have to pay for that glass," he said. Yeah.
Did many people go to the Michaelmas Fair?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, there was lots going to hire. It was a case of, for the married farmer, if you were a married man, like, you'd be leaving this farm to go to the next fella. Well, Michaelmas was the time you were hiring.
So it was very important, was it?
Oh, it was important.
And they'd come from all over the island, then?
All round the island. Mm. And the same on the November fair, 12th of November, they'd go to Douglas. Johnny Watson, I think, was the name of the yard we were going into.
Yeah.
And they were all round about in this yard on Douglas Prom there.
Yes.
And the farmers would come to you and ask you, "Are you got a job yet? Are you looking for one?" Mm. Well, you, like me, I would say no because I was already engaged. I stopped 10 years in Buller Oats, you see.
Yes. So you didn't need to go to the fair at all then.
No.
But you felt you ought to go, did you?
I was going just for the sake of the day out, because when you were working on a farm, you hadn't much time to yourself. It was all work.
Did you lose a day's pay for the fair day then?
No, they would pay you the same.
Yes, you'd really get a day off for the fair.
You would get a day off for the fair, we'd call it that.
Did they all behave themselves well at the fair? Did you get any fights or anything like that?
No, I never seen no fights, but seen some hard farmers to argue with, like.
Hard bargains and hard poor pay.
Hard bargain and poor pay. Mm. I can remember the first farm I went on as a lad of 14. I was getting £11 for the year.
Now, was that good or bad?
Well, it was supposed to be good at them days.
Yeah.
You see, I'm going back now. Oh, I suppose 60 years, easy.
What would you spend the £11 on, Lewis?
Well, you'd want maybe a new suit or a pair of boots. You could go and get a pair of boots that time for 9 shillings, and they would do a full 12 months.
And then you'd get them repaired?
Yeah.
So you'd get a pair of boots for 9 shillings?
Yeah.
What? How often did you get paid?
Well, it was supposed to be from Hollantide to Hollantide, but then if you were short of a shilling or two, you'd get a sub.
So you didn't get paid, like, weekly?
No, no, no.
Or even once a month?
No, it was a yearly affair.
So the farmer kept the money back till you'd done your year?
Yes, yeah.
And what did you get then? Did you get all you keep?
Oh, you were getting kept, like, you had a bed and your food, like.
Mm.
Oh, I.
Now, what sort of hours would you be working? Because you were telling me about the swing plough now. How long would you be ploughing in a field?
Well, you'd start at 8 o'clock in the morning and go on till 6 at night.
Without a break?
No, you'd have a break at dinner time of an hour. Ah. For to give the horses a feed.
The horses came before the men, did they?
Oh, yes. Oh, you had to see to the horses before going for your own food.
What sort of food did you get at your dinner time then? Was it good stuff?
Oh, yes. Plenty of meat and potatoes and vegetables. Oh, plenty of hard feeding.
Tell me about the swing plough then. What was that? What was it, a swing plough, like?
Well, it's a plough with no wheels on. You had to judge the breadth of your furrow and the depth of it, and you had to study it on that. Right.
Was it hard to use?
Hmm?
Was it hard to use?
Aye, until you got used on it, and then you could walk away. Mm. No trouble.
Now, you were ploughing with a pair of horses, were you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Always a pair?
Yes. And had the credit of having the finest pair of horses in the parish of German. And I was working that year in Bullawattleworth, Peel.
What was so good about your horses then? Did you just look after them all the time, did you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And at night I'd be going down and polishing the brasses up and polishing me horses up to shine on them like a rook, as the saying is.
So you would be in the ploughing matches?
Oh, no. No.
Did you not take part in ploughing?
No, I never took part in a ploughing match.
Why not?
Well, I really hadn't the time. The most of the farmers that was in the ploughing match, they were farmers' sons, and they could take as long as they liked to learn.
Yeah.
But we never got that chance.
Yes. You had to do the work.
Two through. Had to crack on. And they tell me, if you ploughed an acre, you had 12 mile walked.
How many, what could you do in a day then? What's your best to do?
You could manage an acre.
Yeah.
If you kept going, like. Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
So you'd manage an acre a day, you'd walk 12 miles.
Yeah.
You'd be working from early morn till dark.
Yes.
And what would you do then after your day's work? Did you have recreation?
You would go in, you would get your tea, you'd get washed and shaved and changed, and you'd be gone walking to Port Erin to see what's the girl about.
Did you always find one?
Oh, oh yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Good girls in Port Erin, were they?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
So what was on in Port Erin then? A dance or two, was it?
Oh, I was dancing up at the... Oh dear, I can't think on the name now. The top of Port Erin up.
Yes, Mount, Bradahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yes, now, how many years then will you have worked on? Were you always a ploughman and a horseman then, were you?
Oh yes, I never was a cowman.
No.
No, I was always horseman.
Now, the horseman was the most important man for the farmer, was he?
Oh, yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so, because You had to do all the ploughing and the harrowing and the sowing. Sow in the morn thy seed at eve, hold not thy hand to doubt and fear, give thou no heed, broadcast it o'er the land. Has sown the seed.
Yes, by hand.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me about when you were a manservant then. What were you doing for that?
Oh, well, I was doing all the farm work. As I said, you would be ploughing, you'd be harrowing, you'd be sowing the seed, you'd be harrowing and rolling.
Yes.
Finishing the field off nice and even, you see, you wouldn't see no marks on it now, like you'll see a big tractor mark, but you wouldn't see the horse mark.
No.
It'd be all rolled away lovely.
Mm. Who were your best bosses, Lewis?
Well, I would say William Beck, Buller Oates, Colby. I worked for quite a few, but I would say he was the best lad, and he was a club foot man. There's a big boot on him,
yeah,
that size. Uh-huh. He had hip disease.
What was the worst thing about working on the farms then?
Oh, the weather had a lot to do with it. You see, if it was raining too hard, some farmers would say, oh, it's not fit day, you might as well search some taters today. You wouldn't be out in the rain.
It'd give you a job inside.
Inside. Others would keep you out.
What would you do in the rain? You plough in the rain?
No. Cart rack. From the beach.
Which beach?
Stranall.
And spread it?
Oh, just put it in butts on the field first, and then when you'd have a lot carted, you'd be told to spread it. And the horses, when you were ploughing it, they'd be slipping this way and that way.
You didn't like that job then, did you?
Oh, no, it was a tough job. You had to walk alongside your plough with a pitchfork and shove the rack under. You wouldn't be holding the plough would be going alone. There was two wheels on it, you see, and you'd be just shoving the rack under. And the horses would be slipping this way and that way on the rack.
When you were following these horses and when you were ploughing, did you think sometimes, what am I doing this for? I ought to be doing something else. Did you ever get fed up with it?
No. I remember in Orrisdale, that's the Tussie Cleggs that time, and we broke 6 colts in the 1 year.
Did you?
From 6-year-old to 2.
Yeah?
That took some doing. Mm. There was a chap with me, Thomas James Quayle, they were calling him. And a tough lad, and as tough as he was, I was as tough.
Well, colts would be a job to break in then, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, you had to ring them first.
What does that mean?
Keep them going round in a circle till they got tired, that they would stand. You would take then a sheet of galvanized and shake in front of them till they would stand and face it. Then they would, when you tie them in the stable, they wouldn't pull back. They'd still stand.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a long job, really, breaking.
Oh, yes. And if there was a kicky one in, you'd tie a sack of straw down right behind her so that when she'd back, she was hitting this and making a kick.
Oh, I see.
Well, she'd get that used on it, she wouldn't kick.
Oh, I see, yes. Did you ever get injured in this business?
Oh, well, I got a kick on this knee and took the whole cap off. But that was in Kinsluge, Foxdale.
Yeah.
Jack Kermit's.
So that's given you a bit of a limp, has it now?
Oh, well, no, I broke this ankle digging coal.
Digging coal? Where was that?
In Castletown Harbour. The coal was coming in by boat them days.
Yeah.
300 ton in a boat. And you had to dig from the top down to get onto the ceiling. to get on the floor, board slick, and away you'd go.
Mm.
Mm. Well, I put my foot down on the spade and it nicked over and put my ankle out. Well, that's what's crippling me today.
Now, was that after you left the farms?
Yes, I would say. But, oh, I was getting on then, though. The years was creeping on.
Which jobs did you like best on the farms then?
Harvest time. Cutting corn with the binder.
Yes.
I just spoke a bowl of oats. I had a little pair of, well, they were trap horses, they were. And I never sat on a binder going so sweet as what they could make it rattle on.
So you wouldn't normally use trap horses, would you?
No, but this farmer, he had been a man that had traps running from Port Aidan to Russian Abbey. Just a short jaunt for them. Well, when he started the farm, these are the horses he had to start farming.
Yes. And so he had no choice but use them?
No.
And they were good at the job then?
Oh, lovely. Oh, a bit of speed in them, you see, and they'd keep the binder...
Keep it at the right speed, faster than you'd normally do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You'd be going round the field, opening the first cut, and you'd be frightened that you'd hit the hedge. They were going that fast.
But then you'd have the job of the threshing mill and all that to follow. Did you look forward to that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What about the mill days? Were they good days?
Oh, they were good enough days. You always had your own job to do. The most I ever got to do at a mill was cart sacks on me back.
Is that the job they gave you, was it?
Aye, from the mill up into the barn.
I believe that's the job that most fellas didn't want, is it?
Oh, aye. Oh, well, they were heavy sacks, you see.
What would be in a sack, then?
Oh, 100 weight or 100 weight and a half.
Yeah. Well, you carry them all day?
Oh, yes. From 8 o'clock till 6 at night.
You must have been tough fellas.
Oh, tough. You had to be tough.
Yeah. So what was the easiest job with the mill then?
Well, forking, I would say. Forking the sheaves. If you got one fella up there on that, forking onto the board, that's the board of the mill, and you on the tail end of the stack here, forking up to him, I reckon that is the best job. I could do that to a nicety.
Who decided who should carry the sacks? Did you volunteer for it?
No, it was if you were on your own farm where you were working, you'd always be getting the sacks, you see.
Yes.
It wasn't a matter of anybody telling you at all, you'd go to it. And
you used to get farmers from all round to help out, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, they were good in them days.
Now, can you remember when you finished on the farms? What year that would be?
Oh, no, I wouldn't know. I couldn't. Got me beaten out.
All right, yes. What were the last sort of things you did in the last farms you worked in? Can you remember them at all?
Well, the last farm I worked on was Paula Wattleworth in Peel. Mm. So I took an argument with the boss, and I gripped him by the neck, and I got the sack. That's the last time I was on a farm.
And what did you do after that?
Went to Blown Quarries.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Which is still going today.
What was your argument about then with the boss?
Oh, he was cutting me wages down all the time. And I was a married man and a wife and 3 kiddies. So I couldn't afford because it was only... The money you would get would be only 30 shillings a week, like. There might have been privileges in a load of coal or the like of that and potatoes, but it's only 30 shillings money you would get. Well, that was barely getting groceries.
Yes. Yes.
So he was cutting half a crown off every week. Well, it was getting low to my way of thinking. I could tell him. Yeah.
And that was that then, off you had to go?
Oh, I had to go. I got the sack. Yes, and I went, and I went to Balloon Quarry, and the foreman there said, there's a cottage down here at the corner, he said, you can have it for sixpence a week, he said, and the missus will come up and clean the office one morning a week.
Yeah.
So I thought, that's a good enough bargain. There's a job for you when you come, he said. So I went, shifted down into the house he gave us. I went up after dinner and started work in the quarry. And I was there till the last war broke out.
Yeah, yeah. Did you enjoy that work
then? Oh yes, it was good. It's hard labour, like, but it was good enough.
Yeah.
So the war broke out, the last war, and I had to bolt again. Either that or the army, you see.
Mm.
So Harry White, he had the Athol Hotel in Douglas, he come after me, and I had to go on his farm out in Foxdale.
Yeah.
I done 4 years with him. Mm. So that finished me farming.
Did you have any sort of fun and games then on in
well,
all these farms?
Well, I remember one time going to Bullockrink, to stay in Bullockrinks, to put in hay. And there's a long pole up like that down there, and the fork would come down and you'd stick it in. So I was on the load, and I put the fork down, clipped it over, ready to lift the hay up, and Lord save us, I had it below the rail of the cart.
Yeah.
I lifted up, and the horse that was in the guy rope fell over, choked.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lord save us, one fellow said, she'll be killed.
And was she?
No, they got it out. Yeah.
But you loved horses, though, then?
Oh, yes, yes.
Could you get a bad horse, then, did you?
Oh, yes, you could get bad ones. I've had kickers and runaways, and I know when I worked in Horrisdale, that's Mr. Clegg Horrisdale, the horses, the man that was in before me had a pair of horses, and they got away from him, and he went down and crashed at Ballasalla pub door,
yeah.
Crashed into the wall.
Really?
Well, the year after I come in, then I had to take them, waiting every minute for them to bolt. You wouldn't dare go to the hedge to do your drops, unless you're holding the lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So could you take a bad horse, a poor horse, and get him right, could you?
You could do your best. I seen one in Horrisdale, and they couldn't get her in the cart. So I said one day, we'll get her in the cart, all right. She's been getting away from them. They wouldn't bother with her. So I said, we'll tie the harness on her, I said, and we'll get her in the cart. So the boss said, all right, have a do then, boys. And off we go, got hold of her and tied all the chains, the britchings, and tied it. Before she was always, as soon as the harness was put on her, she would kick over and throw them off.
Mm.
Well, we had them tied that she couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Put her in the cart, backed her into the mitten and put a full load of dung on, off down the field and emptied it. She never looked back after.
So once you've got the sort of control, then they're all right, are they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You want to show them that you're our boss.
And what about friends, then? Did you have a lot of friends, or did you find some old crooked beggars as well, did you?
Well, you could happen on an odd crooked fellow, but They never interfered with me. No, there was one fellow give me cheek one day, and I went to give him a clout. And he come for me with the grip. I'll put four holes in you, he said. One draw, he said. I said, come on then, come on. See who'll get it. He come for me and I just give him a clip under the chin with me bare hand. Whoosh, knocked him on his back.
Didn't come at you again?
No fear. And the boss said, that'll learn him, he said.
What was Christmas on the farm like? Was it any different to any other time?
Well, it all depended on what farm you were on. Like I was in Bullagarry, St. Mark's, Mr. Ratliff's. And there was very near 100 geese wanting killing and plucking. I was doing nothing else, only killing. And the lady said, we half a dozen of them plucking. Yes, getting ready for Christmas.
So it'd take quite a long time, all this?
Oh, it'd take all day. Oh, aye.
So you'd kill geese from morning till night, would you?
Morning till night. Yeah. And the ladies, as I say, there would be some plucking, others would be washing, singeing them and washing them, getting them ready for market.
Yeah.
Yeah.